Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Claude Stevenson. On that fateful summer day in 1929, San Marcial was the second largest city in Socorro County, with a population of 1,500 souls. Heavy rains on August 13th sent the Rio Puerco out of its banks, and the flooding Rio Grande burst the levees at San Marcial. Upriver, San Acacia, a village of 100 souls, was entirely swept away. San Marcial fared better, but most of its adobe homes and buildings melted into nothingness as the water swirled around them. No human lives were lost, as residents of both communities fled to safety on higher ground. Livestock were not as fortunate. Hundreds of animals were swept away and drowned as a 4-foot wall of water inundated San Marcial. 13,000 acres between Socorro and San Marcial were covered by floodwaters. The old railroad bridge at San Marcial washed away in the night. On September 24th, the Rio Grande went on another rampage. This time, San Marcial and Polvadera were completely wiped out. The river suddenly changed course and swept through San Marcial, crumbling the half-dozen or more adobe houses that had been rebuilt since the August flood. Only frame buildings remained as 5 to 8 feet deep waters from the Rio Grande washed around them. 54 citizens were marooned in the 3 remaining buildings, the Santa Fe Railroad Depot, the Harvey House, and the bank. Though these fortunate survivors were eventually rescued by boat, San Marcial did not survive. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and KUNM in Albuquerque.